Hi, welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Riad Nizam. He's the Vice President of Sales at Master Electronics, and today we're going to talk about electromechanical. Isn't that right, Riad?
That's right. That's our bread and butter.
Well, I mean, it's more than just bread and butter. I realize it is to you guys, but with all of the attention being focused on silicon and at the board level, everybody forgets there's the like work that has to be done with machinery in the industry in the world. You know, it's not just these devices sitting there, you know, thinking to themselves. They actually have to translate that thought to actions in the real world, right?
That's correct. I mean, we're an IP&E specialist, and the design starts with the silicon, but you need the rest of the components to fill in the board.
Exactly, because, you know, everybody, like I said, there's a lot of going on, thinking about digital power, and they're thinking about motion control, but at the end of the day, the relay still has to be there to switch the power, the switches still have to be there to switch the power, the device still has to have the electromechanical robustness to handle the current put through it, it's got to be able to switch reliably, it's got to, you know, there are a lot of issues when it comes to electromechanical, right?
That's right. I mean, there's issues with rising material costs that have caused engineers to look at redesigning their boards. There's issues with end of life that causes a lot of redesigns. We have solutions on both ends of those.
Now when we start talking about materials, we're just talking about like copper costs and steel costs. No, there's nothing exotic involved here. It's just simple materials costs just getting ridiculous.
That's right.
What are the current pressures? I mean, is it specifically any one material, or is it just across the board? If you're going to get anything with metal in it, it's going to cost you.
I really think it's just across the board. It's copper, metal, gold kind of stabilized recently, but that's risen a lot over the last 4 or 5 years, as everyone knows. So it's really just across the board.
Now, as far as that goes, there's not a lot of leeway you've got because you still have to push the electrons around, but I imagine you guys can help find second source or alternate designs or something that could help the engineer with that type of dilemma, as it were.
Right, that's correct. We have the broadest offering in distribution in regards to relays and switches. So we're able to offer second, third sources, sometimes even better solutions. Instead of using two relays, you can use one. And with our broad line card and the way we stock each of those product lines, we usually have a solution that's on the shelf, so you don't have to wait 8 to 10 weeks after you make a decision. You can usually get it the next day, and that's really our value proposition.
Well, and actually, Riad, that's a very critical thing because, unfortunately, in the area of power and electromechanical, those are the devices that are often last specified. And so, you know, a lot of companies don't realize that the time required, and so it can actually put a big crimp in the design schedule if you try to spec a device and it's not available.
Yeah, that's right. We have a We often have engineers calling from our customers saying, I really hope you have this part stocked, because if you don't, I may have to start over for what I've created. And 9 out of 10 times, we have it ready for them.
Wow, but that's got to be wild. Imagine facing, you know, a complete redesign just because you can't get your hands on a relay.
It happens, Alex, and, you know, it also happens in instances of end of life.
Yes, you had mentioned end of life. Now, you don't think about it that much, but I gather, especially when you start talking about things that require electromechanical industrial systems and motion control and such, the work doesn't go away just because the device is no longer useful or functional. It has to be replaced by something.
That's right. And we have a few different programs that we can do when products go end of life for our customers.
Yeah, tell me about them.
Okay, the first option is giving the customer more time in making the new design, because everyone knows the new design costs money and time.
Mm-hmm.
First, we offer our customer an option to purchase the product before it goes end of life. And what we'll do is we'll stock the product for 12 to 24 months for the customer without them absorbing that inventory. We even have some cases where we've gone out to 10 years for our top customers. We'll buy 10 years worth of inventory. To me, that's a service that no one else is offering in the industry.
Well, not for without a steep price, that's for sure.
That's right. And as long as the customer commits to us, we won't charge them more than what they're paying now. And while we have that buffer zone, we then work with the customer to offer them solutions for the new design. But they don't have to rush into it. They have a good time period to work on it. And in some cases, they just don't want to change. So that's the solution we offer.
Mm-hmm. And I assume you've got engineers that can help companies who actually do want to actively select an alternate solution. You're not just simply, bussing parts to them.
That's correct. We have engineers. We also have inside and outside salespeople that are all capable technically and know how to find solutions for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, now, you've got this service in place. You've got this infrastructure in place. How does an engineer, they can go to your website, I imagine. What is your URL?
Our URL is www.masterelectronics.com.
Oh.
There you can search for inventory and products, get some product information. You can also call any of our offices by using our 800 number.
And what's that?
888-473-5297.
Excellent, excellent, Riyadh. Well, because the thing is that, especially here in the power space, here at Power Systems Design, we're really, we have to think about that aspect because a lot of people keep forgetting that it isn't just chips on a board. It really is an electronic system. It involves more facets than just simply the logic aspects or the RF aspects or the memory aspects. It usually involves work. It usually involves moving power about it. And you can't just simply, take a piece of silicon or a device with no moving parts to switch power. And yeah, sure, you could switch microamps and milliamps, but you need metal. You need physical robustness to handle real level power for real work.
That's right.
So, now, we went over the end-of-life materials cost. Are there any other aspects of the electromechanical industry that you'd like to make apparent to our audience before we close out the episode?
I think the wide variety we have and the large inventory we have. We currently have over 350,000 part numbers in stock, and we have almost every relay and switch manufacturer there is. So we can give you the most options and the most solutions that are on the shelf every day.
Well, excellent. Well, and that's the bottom line, right? Because you can have the best solution in the world. If you can't procure it, then it's useless to you.
That's right. And the way we stock is we stock before our customers need the product. So we're ahead of the design cycle. You don't have to wait the 8 to 10 weeks. It's there, ready to go, and you can start working on your design.
Well, that's always a very positive thing, Riyadh. So I want to thank you, Riyadh, for taking the time to be with us today. As I said, electromechanical is an often overlooked aspect of systems design, and it's always refreshing to have somebody remind us of the importance of it.
My pleasure.
Thanks. And I'd also like to thank everybody out there for taking the time to listen to us today. We wouldn't be able to do this if it weren't for the audience out there. So thanks for taking the time to be with us. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.